I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily and a very happy Monday to you. I hope you've had an amazing weekend and that you feel so ready for this week ahead. I have an intention in mind that I am so inspired by lately. If you listen to the Yoga Girl podcast that was out on Friday, I talk about this a lot on the show, and I really want to bring it in as our intention for today's episode of The Daily. When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. This week, I want us all to find ways to turn routine into ritual. And this is one of those things that can really create a whole different vibration in our day-to-day lives. So what it means is you'll start to look for the day-to-day, mundane, regular kind of routines that you have in your life and feel into your heart for something or many things that you can actually bring more sacred intention into. So it could be something as simple as how you wake up in the morning. Right, we've had so many episodes on this show talking about our morning routine and the first thing we do when we wake up and things like that. But there is a huge difference to waking up in the morning, grabbing your phone and scrolling on Instagram right away and then chugging a coffee and then you're late for work and you head out the door, you know, versus getting up with enough space and time to do something that fuels your soul. Right, to sit in meditation for a few moments, or to practice a little bit of yoga, or to journal, or light a candle, or have a really special breakfast, or say a little prayer, or set an intention for the day. You know, it could be something as simple as 5 or 10 minutes of something intentional first thing when you wake up. It will set a totally different tone for your day. Same thing with all the other little day-to-day things that you have unfolding in your daily life. You know, how do you prepare your food? Do you just kind of find whatever is in the fridge, throw something in there, you know, while you're scrolling on your phone or doing something else? Or are you actually present with the food that you cook? You can set a little intention before every meal you eat. You can bless your food, bring gratitude into your meals, which will change how we approach that meal and, of course, how we feel about the food that we're eating as well. You can make ritual out of how you move your body, that regular routine you have of taking your dog for a walk. How about making that walk extra present? You know, really make that walk an ability to tune into the body and to be with nature. Turning that routine of, oh, my dog has to pee and do her business, into a ritual where you're actually present with this being in your life that you love so much. You're in nature, breathing deep breaths, present for that walk. So saying that we want every moment of every single day to be 100% present and 100% sacred and everything should be ritual, that's a pretty high bar to set. So how about for this week, we set an intention to turn routine into ritual, and we spend this week figuring out where and in what areas of our lives are we already looking to do this? Because I know you are longing for presence in your life. You want those moments to feel really sacred. And there's going to be one or a couple of things that will stand out to you right away where you know, yes, actually, this is already sacred to me. I'm just not present with it in my day. Or maybe at one point this was really sacred for me, but it became a routine because I lost some of that intention. So maybe it's how you rise every morning. Maybe it's how you move your body once a day. Maybe it's taking a moment of gratitude with every meal in a day. Maybe it's something as simple as when you wash your hands, you know, can you take that moment of washing your hands to say a prayer for the world? Something as easy, but also as profound as that will turn that boring routine of having to wash your hands 100 times a day into a ritual where you're actually really there, present in your body, praying for this world. How beautiful is that? So we're setting the intention this week to turn routine into ritual and to take this week to figure out where we can actually implement those sacred moments. I have a feeling if you really take this to heart and you return to this intention every day and really sit with, how can I turn routine into ritual today? Something is going to change. And by the end of this week, you might feel a different layer of appreciation for your life. You might feel more present in your body. You might feel that things that used to be boring actually now feel really sacred and special. So have fun playing with this intention a little bit. You can journal on it if you like, talk to your family about it. Maybe start right now by picking one thing, one routine in your day that you know you're going to encounter today and sit with how can you make that truly, truly special. I'm really excited about this as an intention because I'm so immersed in this in my day-to-day life. And I find that the more things I create ritual around, the easier it is to make the rest of my day feel sacred too. Even the boring stuff, even the hard stuff. It's all part of this beautiful life, right? So enjoy. Have a beautiful week. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll be back tomorrow.